When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
Here's a guy who knows a thing or two about genetically modified fish, I'm sure. He knows everything. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. Of course, he is the fishing editor and award-winning columnist with Outdoor Canada magazine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ange. How about you?
Good. And I failed to mention his full name is Gord Peiser, in case you're joining us for the first time, which means you just dragged yourself out of a cave somewhere. But anyways, Gordy. are you going fishing on Easter?
Yeah, Ange, I'm pretty sure was our last day ice fishing. Okay. 17 degrees Celsius on the ice. I have never ice fished in warmer weather, and it was absolutely amazing.
There's always good stories coming from the north. Before we get into the actual fishing story, you wanted to talk to us about this wildlife collision problem?
Did I?
I don't know. I see it on my notes here. Sometimes you get your notes mixed up, right?
Well, I haven't seen that, to be honest.
Somebody wanted me to ask you, and when I say somebody, every time I say somebody on this show, just so that
you mean
know,
John Winters.
I mean J.W.
J.W. I must not have got John's email.
No, of course not. He says, ask the doc about how many animals he's clobbered.
Have never, but I've had lots of family members actually have hit deer. Yes, and you know this, and you were up at Hawk Lake last year. The area between the Manitoba border and about Ignace Dryden, but towards Thunder Bay, is leads the province often in moose collisions, and some of them have just been awful.
But it's not as prevalent, you know. Now we spend a lot of time on the road, Gord, as you know.
Yeah.
Basically, from May till September, we're on the road somewhere, and we've been doing that for almost 40 years. And I got to tell you, I mean, knock on wood, nothing has ever happened that I would consider, you know, a major catastrophe. We've had to jam the brakes on once or twice, but that's literally it, once or twice. Otherwise, every encounter that we've had with wildlife has been a fairly safe and pleasant one, where we've seen them at the roadside, and we slowed down and got, you know, through, and then got back up to speeding. And I think that's probably the biggest problem. A lot of folks
The other thing I would say, Ange, especially in deer country, because there have been a couple of occasions when I have almost hit a deer, it's never the one you see.
No.
With deer, the one that runs across the road and it gets across the road, you've got to be looking for the one coming behind it. And there's always another one coming behind.
All right. I'm going to scrap the rest of the notes that I've got here because I don't know what you saw, what you did see. So I'm going to say have at it, Gordy.
Hey, you know, yesterday, Ange, now it was the last day of the season, I had two friends from Winnipeg, and their biggest lake trout ever was around 4 pounds, and Carolyn had one on, and I feel so embarrassed. She had it on for probably 15, 17 minutes, had it up to the hole 2-3 times. I guarantee it was in that 22 to 24 range. I had my hand on the leader. We couldn't get its head turned to come up the hole, and as she's fighting it, and I've got my hands on the leader trying to get the hook pulled out. And we lost. We saw it so clearly. Liam landed one about 18, and we released it. We got some great photos, and we got a bunch more in that 8 to 12 pound range. But this was the second biggest lake trout I think I've ever seen in my life ice fishing.
You hear stories like that, or I do anyways, on a regular basis, where they say the hole wasn't big enough to pull the fish through.
And you know what happened to Ange? It was laying underneath the ice. The head was well beyond one side of the hole, and its body was at the tail was on the other side. How do you turn it? I actually put the scoop down and touched it, and it scooted off, because you've got to try and bring them straight up the hole.
If that doesn't get the spark going and get your blood rushing and get ready to hit the outdoors and do some fishing, nothing will. Gordy, thank you, my friend.
Hey, have a great Easter, Ange.
You too, you and yours. Gord Pizer, the legendary, the doc from Outdoor Canada magazine. That are it, Stephen. You've got to take that lovely coif and put it on exhibit for the rest of today. And whoever is going to benefit from that, we'll see. On the behalf of the entire team, Stephen Labadie behind the glass, JW, our producer, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great Easter weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.